The Sulphur Springs City Council will have an executive session at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday before a regular meeting at 7. They will be meeting with an attorney concerning pending litigation. Any decision on the matter will be made during the open meeting. Monday morning, I talked with City Manager Mark Maxwell about some of the agenda items coming up Tuesday.
One of the things looks like a water supply contract with Shady Grove number 2.
Yeah, we've got 12 customers out near Rockdale Road on the south side of the interstate that have low water pressure. And we're actually moving them on to the Shady Grove Water Supply Corporation system. They've got a pressure tank on their system, and it'll help keep their pressure up.
Okay.
They'll still be our customers, but we're going to serve them through the Shady Grove Water Supply Corporation, and this makes some changes to the agreement to make that possible.
All right. There's looks like buying some police cruisers. I guess Peter's talked about before that you guys have a plan for replacing vehicles for all departments.
Well, and for the police department, that's every year. You know, they on average go through 2.5 vehicles a year. So we buy 2 vehicles 1 year, 3 the next year. This year we're buying 3. Sulphur Springs Dodge was the winning bid at $69,000 for all 3.
Sanitation service, this is something that has been a long-term contract, seem like, and it's being looked at again.
It's up. And so we decided to go out for proposals to see what all was out there. This is it's one of the few areas in Texas purchasing law for municipalities that you don't have to go out for bid. You can negotiate directly on solid waste, but we chose not to do that. We thought it would be in the public interest to go out for proposals, bids, and see what we got. And in the end, we got a great bid from Sanitation Solutions out of Paris. They bid the same rates that we're presently paying. So they're the it's the lowest proposal. And staff is going to recommend that we go with Sanitation Solutions.
Okay. I was wondering if there might be some others like this, similar, but it sounds like a law really requires bids on just about all services for city?
Well, just about everything that we, professional services, engineering, things like that, you don't have to do. Solid waste and wastewater, you can, and water, I believe, you can negotiate directly. But going out for bid works.
Yeah.
It just does. And
yeah,
we think we got a great proposal from a company that whose other customers like the work that they do. So we think we're going to do great on this.
All right. There's something on a fuel farm. Is that an airport thing?
Yeah, it's an airport fuel farm. The bids came in too high, and we're going to recommend that we reject all bids. And we'll basically break it into 4 parts and go back out for bid individual parts. I think what happened here is sometimes contractors smell federal money and the prices somehow go up there, and I think that's what happened to us. So we're going to break it apart and see if we can do better.
KSST News.